Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The FT.
The FT Arts Podcast is brought to you by Vacheron Constantin.
Hello, I'm David Honigman, and this is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song. Rumour, hardened into myth, softened into kitsch, says that Robert Johnson sold his soul to the devil at a Mississippi crossroads in return for some blues songs and a retuned guitar. The devil certainly got his side of the bargain. Despite his fame, Johnson's life is shrouded in mist. He may have been born in 1911 or 1912. There are only two known photos of him. Scholars are adamant that a supposed third is of someone else. And when one of them appeared on a postage stamp in 1994, the US Postal Service airbrushed out Johnson's trademark cigarette. In 1938, the musician died in convulsive agony, perhaps murdered with poisoned whiskey. Where he was buried, no one knows for sure. Did Johnson get his reward? He recorded, in two sessions in 1936 and 1937, a handful of 78 RPM records that constitute a matchless contribution to the canon of Delta Blues. Sweet Home Chicago, Love in Vain, Crossroad Blues, and above all, Hellhound on My Trail. This is the Mississippi Delta as the seventh seal. I got to keep moving, sings Johnson. Got to keep moving. Blues falling down like hail. He moans in what could be despair, or could just be the sound of the wind. And the days keeps on worrying me. There's a hellhound on my trail.
And the days keeps on worrying me. There's a hellhound on my trail. Hellhound on my trail. Hellhound on my trail.
Johnson could be being pursued by the devil, or by the society in which he lives, or by his own demons. He pleads with a lover, his sweet rider, but around her door she sprinkles hot foot powder, a hoodoo deterrent to the unwanted. By the last verse, the wind is rising, the leaves trembling on the tree. The open-E tuned guitar and voice are alike high, taut, terrified, and terrifying. The cultural critic Greil Marcus notes that, unlike Johnson's more crowd-pleasing songs, it is interesting that almost no one has tried to make a new version of Hellhound on My Trail. Indeed, its influence is more often felt at a sonic level. Nick Drake's Black-Eyed Dog, one of his incomparably bleak last songs, inhabits the same world, though Drake's dog was his deep depression.
Black-eyed dog, he called at my door. Black-eyed dog, he called for more.
Some actual covers do exist, though tackling the song requires either supreme confidence or massive ego. The American jazz singer Cassandra Wilson moves between the twin poles of Miles Davis and Johnson. Her modus operandi is to probe any song for the still centre of gravity around which the whole thing revolves, and then hone in precisely upon it. On her reading of Hellhound, from 1993's Blue Light Till Dawn, her singing barely rises above a murmur. Brandon Ross's harsh steel string guitar is louder. In the background is a blur of noise, initially out of focus. Gradually, it reveals itself as Oludara's cornet, implacably stalking Wilson.
Blues falling down like hay. Days keep on wearing me. There's a hellhound on my trail.
The song was made the punchline of a musicological joke by Sting, when he released a rough-hewn album of songs by John Dowland. Classical critics, convinced that Renaissance singers all sounded like Emma Kirkby or Andreas Scholl, were tediously sniffy. At a concert in St. Luke's Church, accompanied by the lutenist Eden Karamazov, Sting announced an encore. Just for fun, I'd like to do another song by Robert Johnson. The conceit being that a contemporary of Dowland's, who wrote music for Shakespeare and James I, was a different Robert Johnson. The joke fell flat. Middle-aged men with police records are as unfamiliar with Jacobean court musicians as early music devotees are with rural Mississippi. Nonetheless, in the preternaturally still atmosphere of St. Luke's, the song remained eerie even through vulpine howling.
All is this keep on worrying me. There's a hellhound on my trail. Oh!
Eden tells me he's never played the blues before, said Sting. That was pretty good for your first time. The devil may have even had one further revenge. It has been argued forcefully that the taut high notes of Johnson's recordings are merely because they were mastered at the wrong speed. Listen to Hellhound slowed down a tenth or so, and the theory sounds plausible. The voice is deeper, the guitar more resonant. But it also sounds more ordinary. And ordinary is the last thing this song deserves to sound.
I got to keep moving, I got to keep moving. Blues falling down like hay.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of The Next Five podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next Five wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.